Well, I mentioned a short time ago about a letter written to the government by, among others, Professor Carol Sikora, who's founding dean and professor of medicine at the University of Buckinghamshire and former director of the World Health Organization's cancer programme. The letter urges a rethink to find a better balance. Professor Sikora joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you don't like the prospect of further restrictions, which we expect to be coming, which are already coming in large parts of the country, but we expect to be across the country in the next few days. Why not?
I think it's not the way forward. I think we've just heard a very good analysis of the situation. We know who needs to be shielded. We know who needs to be protected. We understand the natural history now of this virus. We didn't way back in March. We do now. Now, was released this morning at the Chief Scientist and Chief Medical Officer's conference was a doomsday scenario, and that is possible. 50,000 infections a day, new infections a day. But what we're seeing, the hospitals are not full. There are no significant increase in admissions. They've gone up a bit in the last, the rolling average over the last 7 days has gone up a bit. But, you know, the chances are it's not going to go up that much. We don't need to protect the NHS. We're way different from what it was like back in April. So I think the most important thing is to target the groups that we need to protect and to let everybody else get on with their business, schools, shops and so on.
One of your concerns that you have voiced repeatedly in recent months is the effect on cancer patients. And yet it's the same argument that we heard, not least today, used by Chris Whitty to caution against the NHS being overwhelmed and to argue for restrictions that protect the NHS to allow treatment for other diseases.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first time round, everything shut down completely. Now, at least we're talking about how to protect cancer, stroke, cardiac, and various other services in a way that wasn't talked about before because we couldn't predict what was going to happen. I think there is still this really very negative feeling that infections don't necessarily translate into hospital admission, which in turn don't translate into death. Something has changed. The virus and we have changed our behavior pattern, and you know, the health service is going to respond in a much better way the second time around.
Professor Carol Sikora, thank you.